জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারী, যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন, যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন, যমুনা তীরবনচারী, যমুনা তীরবনচারী, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারী, গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারী, যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন, যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন, যমুনা তীরবনচারী, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, জয় ওং বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমদ অভয় চরণারবিন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি জয়। নামাচার্য শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি জয়। প্রেম সে কহু শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপ গোপীনাথ শ্যামকুণ্ড রাধা কুণ্ড গিরি গোবর্ধন কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী রাধা মদন মোহন কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী গৌর নিতাই কি জয়। সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়। গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম কি জয়। অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ, অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ, অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ, অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রী গুরু অ্যান্ড শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ, অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ। নমো ওং বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী নীতি নামিনে। নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পাশ্চাত্যাদিষ্ট। ওং নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওং নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওং নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়। নারায়ণং নমস্কৃত্য নরং চৈব নরোত্তমম্, দেবীং সরস্বতীং ব্যাসং ততো জয়মুদীরয়ে। নষ্টপ্রায়েষু অভদ্রেষু নিত্যং ভাগবত সেবায়া ভগবতী উত্তম শ্লোকে ভক্তির ভবতি নৈষ্টিকে। শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম ফার্স্ট ক্যান্টো এইথ চ্যাপ্টার টেক্সট 33। কারকার বাংলা কারকার ইংরেজিতে বুঝতে অসুবিধা হবে, বাংলা অনুবাদের দরকার, তাহলে অদ্বৈত আচার্য আছে এখানে, অদ্বৈত তুমি কি তুমি ওদেরকে অনুবাদ করবে? হ্যাঁ, তাহলে তোমরা যারা বাংলা অনুবাদের দরকার তারা পেছনে গিয়ে বসো, অদ্বৈত প্রভু ইয়ে করবে। আর অপরে বসুদেবস্য দেবক্যাং যাচিতঃ অভ্যগাত অজঃ ত্বাম অস্য ক্ষেমায় বধায় চ সুরদ্বিষাম। অপরে বসুদেবস্য দেবক্যাং যাচিতভ্যগাত অজস্তমস্য ক্ষেমায় বধায় চ সুরদ্বিষাম। অপরে বসুদেবস্য দেবক্যাং যাচিতভ্যগাত অজস্তমস্য ক্ষেমায় बधाया च सुरद्विषाम्। अपरे वसुदेवस्य देवख्यां जाचितोभ्यगा अजस्तमस्य क्षेमाय बधाय च सुरद्विषाम्। अपरे अदर्स वसुदेवस्य ऑफ वसुदेव देवक्यां ऑफ देवकी याचितः बीइंग प्रेड फॉर अभ्यगात टुक बर्थ अजह अनबोर्न त्वम यू आर अस्य ऑफ हिम क्षेमाय फॉर द गुड बधाय फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ किलिंग च एंड सुरद्विषाम ऑफ दोज हु आर एनवियस ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद। अदर्स सॉ दैट सिंस बोथ वसुदेव एंड देवकी prayed for you, you have taken your birth as their son. Undoubtedly, you are unborn. Yet, you take your birth for their welfare and to kill those who are envious of the demigods. Please repeat after me. Others say that since both Vasudev and Devaki prayed for you, you have taken your birth as their son. Undoubtedly, you are unborn. Yet you take your birth for their welfare and to kill those who are envious of the demigods. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is also said that Vasudev and Devaki, in their previous birth as Sutapa and Prishni, underwent a severe type of penance to get the Lord as their son. And as a result of such austerities, the Lord appeared as their son. It is already declared in the Bhagavad Gita that the Lord appears for the welfare of all people of the world and to vanquish the asuras or the materialistic atheists. Apare vasudevasya devakhyang jachito bhagat ajastamasya kshemaya badhaya cha surat visham. Others say that since both Vasudev and Devaki prayed for you, you have taken your birth as their son. Undoubtedly, you are unborn. Yet, you take your birth for their welfare and to kill those who are envious of the demigods. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्चा। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। दिस चैप्टर डिस्क्राइब्स द प्रेयर्स ऑफ क्वीन कुंती व्हेन कृष्णा वाज अबाउट टू लीव हस्तिनापुर। When Krishna was about to go back to Dwarka after the battle of Kurukshetra was fought and Yudhishthira Maharaj was reinstated in his throne and everything was established, dharma was again re-established on this planet, then Krishna decided to go back. And at that time, Kunti Devi prayed to Krishna. Kunti Devi requested Krishna not to go. Kunti Devi praying. Now these are not some fictitious stories. Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, these are not some imaginary fairy tales. These are factual happenings, records of the factual happenings. These are the history. These are history, they are not story. So Kunti Devi is a real character, and Kunti Devi was Krishna's aunt. Kunti Devi was Krishna's father's sister. Krishna's father is Vasudev. Vasudev was the son of Surasena, and his daughter was Kunti, Vasudev's younger sister. And Surasena had a cousin, his father's sister's son, and he didn't have any child. His name was Kunti Bhoj. Actually, Kunti Devi's name was Pritha. Vasudev and Pritha were the sons, son and daughter of King Surasena, Krishna's grandfather. Ugrasena actually was the king of Mathura, and Ugrasena's son was Kamsa, and Kamsa imprisoned his father and became the king. And when he heard that Surasena's daughter, Kamsa's cousin, Devaki, will give birth to a son who will kill him, who would kill him, then Kamsa decided to kill Devaki, although she was his sister, his cousin. So these are all real characters. These are not imaginary, fictitious personalities, their real personalities, their real characters. It happened 5,000 years ago. And the record of those happenings are in Mahabharata. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the meaning of Mahabharata. Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of the Vedic teachings. Krishna came to establish dharma, and when dharma was established, then the teachings were presented by Vasudev in the form of, and Vasudev also is a literary incarnation of Krishna. And that Vasudev, he compiled, he actually divided the Vedas. Vedas actually mean the spiritual wisdom. And Vedas are vast. So Vasudev, seeing that the age of Kali is about to begin, Krishna's pastimes actually took place at the end of Dwapar Yuga, towards the end of Dwapar Yuga. And as Krishna withdrew his pastimes, Dwapar Yuga ended, Kali Yuga began. Krishna withdrew his pastimes, Krishna left this material nature, went back to the spiritual sky. When the news reached the Pandavas decided to leave this planet also. And they left their kingdom and started to walk towards Himalayan mountain. Draupadi also followed them. And the purpose was they would start walking towards the Himalayan mountain until their body fell. They wouldn't eat anything, they wouldn't drink anything, they just kept on walking and walking and walking. The first one to fall was Draupadi, then Sahadev. They just walked until their body fell. And when someone fell, that means when someone died or was about to die, the others didn't stop. They didn't even look back, they just continued walking. And in this way, one after another started to give up their body. Draupadi, Sahadev, Nakul, Arjun, Bhima. Bhima left his body near Badrika Ashram. Badrinath is high up in the Himalayan mountain. And Yudhishthir Maharaj didn't leave his body. The chariot came from the heavenly planet to take him. Now these are real records of authentic happenings. And Vasudev recorded that. And that is Mahabharata. Vasudev actually presented the Vedic literature in a very systematic way for the benefit of the people of the age of Kali. Because he saw that the people in this age will be totally unqualified. Not only they will not have any spiritual inclination, but they will not be interested, they will not even have the ability to grasp such deep spiritual understanding. So he decided to simplify it. And the simplification took place in the form of first dividing the Vedas. A section of Veda was Rig, Sam, Yaju, Atharva. Then the Upanishads. Since time immemorial, different exalted personalities, the knowledge that they imparted unto their students and what their students learned, that was Upanishads. And then he divided the Puranas, different happenings, different pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead along with his devotees. So they are the Puranas. And then Samhitas, the instructions that different exalted personalities gave, like Manu Samhita,
Garga Samhita. These are very exalted personalities. Manu is the father of the mankind. And he gave the law how the human society should be conducted. Then Garga Muni, he gave instructions. Garga Muni was the family priest of Vasudeva, Krishna's father. Then there was Pancharatras, the instructions of how different worship of the activities and worship of the Lord should be conducted, given by exalted personalities like Narad Muni, Narada Pancharatra, Dharma Shastras. Then he gave Mahabharata, the history of India, the history of ancient India, which means the history of the earth planet. Earth planet was not divided into India and Pakistan and Iran and Afghanistan and then England and France and South America, North America. The earth planet was just one country, and that country was India, Bharatvarsha. There are different provinces. There are different types of people living in different areas. They had their different features. They had their different habits, different characters. But the earth planet was one planet. And there was to be one ruler, one supreme ruler. And under that ruler, there used to be various other kings. There used to be various other kings, the provincial kings. In this way, the whole earth planet was divided. But it was ruled under one king. And throughout the earth planet, one culture was followed. That was the Vedic culture. There was no other non-Vedic culture at that time. The people, those who didn't want to accept Vedic culture, they're driven out into the forest. Those who did not follow the Vedic culture, those who did not fall in the Varnashram system. The Vedic culture was based on the Varnashram, the four Varnas and four Ashrams, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Sudras. These are the four Varnas. And but Antajas, those who are beyond these Varnas, they were not allowed to live in the civilized world. They were driven, like their Kirata, Hunandra, Pulinda, Pukkasha, Abhira, Sumbha, Javana, Khashadaya. These are different races. But they are Antajas. They are sub-civilized individuals. And where they would live? They would live in the forest, like Kiratas. Who are the Kiratas? Kiratas are the hunters. They would hunt in the forest. And when they would hunt, what they would eat? Why they would hunt animals? To eat those animals. They're meat eaters. So they were driven out of the human society, civilized human society. They would live in the forest. But the civilized world was following the Vedic culture. It's only in the age of Kali that the earth actually became divided. Prabhupada mentions that the last king, the last monarch of this world who ruled over the entire earth planet was Parikshit Maharaj. Prior to him, it was Yudhishthir Maharaj. So when Yudhishthir Maharaj got the news that Krishna left the planet, Yudhishthir Maharaj just left his home, left the palace. But before that, he coronated Parikshit Maharaj in the kingdom, in the throne. And Parikshit Maharaj became the ruler of the entire earth planet. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai, Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki. He was the last, and Parikshit Maharaj was the last ruler of the united Earth planet. And still today, different planets have only one ruler. Every planet has one ruler. Like moon planet, one ruler, Somdev. And under him there are various other kings. So Prabhupada, that's why Prabhupada, when it was broadcasted that man went to moon, Prabhupada's question was, and what did they see? So the moon planet doesn't have anything, it's full of rocks and craters, and there is nobody there. Then Prabhupada's response was, they didn't go to moon. Prabhupada, actually in the TV, they were broadcasting man landing in the moon. And at that time Prabhupada was having a massage in London. Prabhupada was having a massage, the TV was at the back, some devotees were watching, and Prabhupada was asking what was happening. And as they said what was happening, Prabhupada just said they didn't go to moon. And some devotees became very disturbed. The whole world was bouncing with ecstasy. First man landed in moon. But Prabhupada, not even looking at the TV or what they were showing, while having his massage, before taking bath, Prabhupada used to take oil massage every day. And Prabhupada's response was, no, they didn't go to moon. Because moon planet is not empty. Moon planet is inhabited with very, very exalted personalities. They are very advanced. And moon planet is beautiful planet. And that moon planet has a structure. There is a king, the sovereign king of the entire planet, and that is Somdev. Similarly, sun planet has a king. He is Vivashvan. Then they rotate, they change, somebody else will become the next ruler of the sun planet. Vivashvan will retire, but after a long, long time. This change actually takes place during the Manvantar. In a day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. And Manu comes, and along with Manu, the whole structure actually changes. Whole setup changes. When the Manvantar begins, another person will become become Indra, the ruler of the heavenly planet. In the next Manvantar, Boli Maharaj would become the Indra. The Vivashvan will retire, somebody else will become the ruler of the sun planet. Somebody else will retire, become the ruler of the moon planet, and like that. So these knowledges are available in the Vedas. And they are recorded, they were very systematically recorded by Vyasadeva. In the form of Itihash, Puran, Samhitas, Upanishads, Dharma Shastra. And then finally he gave the Vedanta Sutra, the essence of the entire Vedas. But although he very systematically analyzed the Vedic wisdom, but still he was not satisfied. He felt that the work has been left incomplete. So at that time Narad Muni came, seeing Vyasadeva's dissatisfaction in Vyasadeva's heart. Narad Muni came and he instructed Vyasadeva, "Vyas, the reason why you are not feeling satisfaction in your heart in spite of doing so much is because you have not glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a direct way. Indirectly you have done that. In Mahabharata you have done that. In other scriptures you have done that. But it was not directly presented that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He is the origin of everything. And He is the shelter of everything. So then Vasudev wrote, he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam therefore has been described that it is the Bhashyayam Brahma Sutranam. It is the commentary of Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. Vasudev gave the Vedanta Sutra as the essence of the Vedas, but that Vedanta Sutra couldn't be properly understood by people. Even learned scholars couldn't understand Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra can be very bewildering. But in order to simplify or in order to explain the Vedanta Sutra, he gave the commentary of Vedanta Sutra in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the final scripture that Vasudev gave, which is Arthoayam Brahma Sutranam Bharatartha Binirnayam. It is the meaning. Srimad Bhagavatam is revealing the actual meanings of Mahabharata. Mahabharata also can be very bewildering. It can be very, very bewildering. That's why Prabhupada didn't touch Mahabharata. Because Mahabharata says things in certain way that can be very, very contradictory to our understanding. Therefore, one should be very careful when reading Mahabharata. But the Bharatartha Binirnaya, Artha Binirnaya, Artha means the meaning, and Binirnaya has been established or indicated. The meaning of Mahabharata has been indicated by Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, all that happened in Mahabharata also has been touched upon in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Kunti Devi's real identity and her activities has been recorded very elaborately in Mahabharata. And here we are seeing Kunti Devi's prayers to Krishna. Kunti Devi is praying to Krishna. And these prayers are so beautiful, so profound, so much steeped with spiritual realization. She knows Krishna. Therefore, her prayers are actually revealing the identity of Krishna. Her prayers are not just some poetic rendition, poetic presentation. No, her prayers are actually identifying or indicating who Krishna is. And who is Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That has been very clearly presented through her prayers. And she's also praying, Krishna, please remove this illusory influence of yours that has kept me bound in this material nature. So please remove that covering and let me see you. Let me enter into your transcendental pastimes forever. Let me serve you with all my devotion to you, with all my love for you. And that is her prayers. Kunti Devi is a very, very exalted personality. She is an associate of Krishna. Therefore, if we want to know Krishna, recognizing these personalities and listening to their descriptions about Krishna is very important. It's very important. Because the best way to know somebody is by approaching that person through somebody who is close to him. Isn't it? If we want to approach some exalted personality, how do we go to him? How do we get to know him? Through somebody who is close to him. Therefore, if we want to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have to approach him through someone who is close to him. And Kunti Devi is undoubtedly one such personality. And through her prayers, we are getting to know who Krishna is. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kunti Devi is not saying, "Oh Krishna, you are my nephew, stay with me," and so forth. No. Although Krishna is Kunti Devi's nephew, but Kunti Devi is not addressing him as a nephew. Kunti Devi is addressing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Kunti Devi, time and time again, pointed out that how Krishna saved her. Because she was surrendered to Krishna. Not because she was Krishna's aunt. Krishna didn't care for his aunt or uncle. Whoever was attached to him, Krishna responded favorably. Je jatha mang prapadyante, tang tathaiva bhajam maham. The way one approaches Krishna, accordingly Krishna reciprocates. If somebody approaches Krishna in a favorable way with devotion and love, then Krishna reciprocates accordingly. He responds to that love. But if somebody approaches Krishna with animosity, no matter who that person is, Krishna doesn't have any mercy. He also reciprocates accordingly. Like Kamsa. Kamsa is Krishna's uncle. But Kamsa was killed by Krishna. Shishupal was Krishna's cousin. Killed him. So in this way, many of these demons were actually relatives of Krishna. Kamsa, Shishupal, Dantabakra, Jarasandha. But Krishna didn't hesitate to kill them. Why? Because he came with a purpose. And the purpose was to establish dharma. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam shrijammaham. And how he does that? Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Vinashaya cha duskritam, by annihilating the miscreants. So whoever doesn't abide by the law that has been given by Krishna, Krishna doesn't have any mercy upon him. He doesn't hesitate to kill him. But the advantage is, even by being killed by Krishna, one becomes delivered. And that is the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of God. Whether he rewards or whether he punishes, everybody benefits. His rewards, of course, is beneficial, but his punishment also is beneficial. So Kamsa was killed by Krishna, he attained the spiritual abode. Shishupal was killed by Krishna, attained the spiritual abode. Putana was killed by Krishna, attained the spiritual abode. In this way, Trinavarta, Aghasur, Bakasur, like Brahma saw. That's why Brahma was so surprised when Aghasura was killed. He saw that this Aghasura, who was such a terrible demon, he was so frightening that even the demigods used to tremble with fear hearing Aghasura's name. And Brahma saw when Aghasura left his body, then his spirit soul actually came out of his Brahmarandhra from the hole on top of the brain center. from the there's a on the skull there's a hole, not a hole, apparent hole, but there's a thing, hole in the brain center, and yogis leave their body through the brain center and they go to the higher situations. So that's what happened to Aghasura. He was killed by Krishna and his body did not have any other opening. His soul didn't have any other opening to leave the body. Like Krishna choked his mouth, choked his throat, and he had he didn't have any other opening, so his soul had to leave the body, leave his body through the Brahmarandhra from the top of his head. And he left his body and Brahma saw that the, his spirit soul merged into the body of Brahma, body of Krishna. So he was surprised that who is this person, who is this little boy? This Aghasura soul merged into his body. That's why Brahma actually wanted to check him out. Like, who is this little boy? Krishna was only 7 years old at that time. Who is this 7-year-old child who killed Aghasura so easily, and then Aghasura's soul entered into his body? That's why Brahma wanted to check him out. Who is this person? And he stole the cows and the cowherd boys. So in this way, even by being killed by Krishna, one attains liberation. Shishupal's also, same thing happened. Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra chopped his head off. And then Shishupal's soul came out of his body and merged into Krishna's body. So whether the whether one is killed by the Lord or whether one is rewarded by the Lord, it is all beneficial. Of course, there is a difference. The difference is that those who are favorably disposed, they get some very special situation. But those who are unfavorably disposed, they do not achieve such exalted spiritual position. But ultimately, it is all due to the person's attitude that Krishna reciprocates. And Krishna is also considered to be very, very grateful. One of the qualities of Krishna, he is grateful. And that's why, although Putana came to kill Krishna by offering him Kalkut, the most deadly poison. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Gornitai Ki. Jai Shri La Prabhupada Ki. Putana came to kill Krishna with the most deadly poison called Kalkut. And but because she offered Krishna her breasts, whether the breasts were intended to offer milk or poison, Krishna didn't consider that. Just this gesture that she offered him her breast to feed him, Krishna gave her the position of the mother. So that is how grateful Krishna is. So now if a demoness like Putana, who came to kill Krishna, can achieve that kind of benefit, being killed by Krishna, what to speak of becoming a devotee of Krishna? When you become a devotee of Krishna, how Krishna will reward us, we can't even imagine. Can't even imagine. That's why time and time again Prabhupada reminded us, never ever give up Krishna consciousness. Stay on, even if it is difficult, stay on in Krishna consciousness. Never reject Krishna, never give up Krishna consciousness, never give up the association of devotees, never ever drift away from ISKCON. Stay on in ISKCON. Because if we stay in ISKCON, we will be protected by Srila Prabhupada's divine grace. If we stay at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, we will be most wonderfully rewarded in due course of time. And time again, we mention this point, remind everyone that never think that Krishna is a fictitious character. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if you have any question, if you have any doubt, probe deep into Srimad Bhagavatam and you'll find it for yourself that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and there cannot be any doubt about that. Therefore, we should just accept the process that Srila Prabhupada gave and stay on in this institution of ISKCON, which is providing us that wonderful shelter. It doesn't matter how serious we may be, or how advanced we may be, or how weak we may be. If we remain in ISKCON, our spiritual life will be protected, and we will naturally make advancement. That's Prabhupada's wonderful arrangement through this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada's divine arrangement is that if we just stay here, within the structure of ISKCON, no matter whatever we are, no matter how fallen we are, no matter how degraded we are, our spiritual life will be protected, we will make spiritual advancement, and we will be saved. We'll be saved, and eventually we will be elevated in Krishna's pastimes. So this is the most wonderful mercy, manifestation of Srila Prabhupada's mercy in a most wonderful way. And that's why Srila Prabhupada has made the perfect arrangement. Yes, we may have doubts. So Prabhupada created the Association of Devotees. Okay, you have doubts? Ask your questions to other senior devotees. Any question you have, come and ask. And the devotees of ISKCON are absolutely equipped to answer any question. Answer any question that one may have. Spiritual question, of course. Any question pertaining to spiritual subject matter, devotees have the most wonderful, most appropriate answers. So there is no question that cannot be answered by the devotees. So any of our doubts can be dispelled in that way. And then if we systematically study the scriptures, Srila Prabhupada's translations are there, with his most profound purports, Bhaktivedanta purports. And all the doubts will be dispelled, and newer and newer revelations will come as we read these books of Srila Prabhupada. We notice that, this is we reading Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto. And each time we read, it comes with worlds of realization. It's never ending, actually. The more we read, the more we become enriched with spiritual wisdom. It's not just wisdom, it's a spiritual revelation. So, this way we can see that our spiritual life has been most wonderfully secured by Srila Prabhupada. Now we simply have to take advantage of the arrangement that Srila Prabhupada made. And that's how we see, those who are serious, even though they may have joined the movement just to try it out. Okay, let me see. I'll try it out for a month. Or I'll try it out for 2 months. And if I don't like it, then I would leave. Although many of us may have joined with that intention that I will just try it out and see. But they can't leave the movement. Years after years go by. They can't leave. And in ISKCON, no one is actually paying anybody money. But of course, those who come with a material intention, they won't be able to last here. That's another sign of the purity of this movement. If you come to ISKCON with material motivation for the sake of Dhanam, Janam and Sundarim, then yes, you will get them. And then you will go away. Or Krishna will make arrangements that Krishna will drive you out of here. This movement stands for absolute purity. So anyone who is not sincere about purifying himself, he will not be able to stay here. We see that. Those who go away, why do they go away? They go away mainly because they are not serious about spiritual life. They are simply concerned about some material benefit. So either they go away by getting the material benefits, or they go away because they do not get the material benefits. This movement is designed for spiritual advancement, not for material exploitation. So that's why we have to be very, very careful that our intention is pure. We have no other objective besides making spiritual advancement. Then all kinds of wonderful things will happen in our lives. Yes, all kinds of wonderful things will happen in our lives. And we will undoubtedly make spiritual advancement. What happens? We surrender unto Krishna. When you join ISKCON, what actually happens? We surrender ourselves to Krishna. And then Krishna takes care of us. Can Krishna take care of us? Yes, he can. He is taking care of everybody. Therefore, those who are serious about their spiritual advancement, why Krishna will not take care of them and make them advance, make advancement in the most wonderful way? So that is Srila Prabhupada's wonderful creation. We all have gathered here to recognize this wonderful reward, wonderful contribution, this wonderful mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So next few days, that's what we'll be doing. Recognize Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy that has enriched our lives in such a wonderful way. It doesn't matter who we are. It doesn't matter whether we are rich or poor. It doesn't matter whether we are strong or weak. It doesn't matter whether we are old or young. It doesn't matter whether we are man or woman. If we are sincere about our spiritual advancement, everything will be provided by Srila Prabhupada's divine grace in the form of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, in the form of his books with Bhaktivedanta purports, in the form of his devotees all over the world. So Prabhupada has made the perfect arrangement for all of us. And now it's up to us to take full advantage of this mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki, Gaur Premanande Hari. Does anybody have any question or comment? Give her the mic. Bolo, thik. Haan?
জীবাত্মা কখনো ভগবানের সাথে এক হয় না, কিন্তু শিশুপাল একজন ভগবত বিদ্বেষী হওয়ার পর হয়েও যখন চক্র দিয়ে ওনার কাকা ইয়ে হলো, তখন ওই ওনার আত্মা কী করে ভগবানের সাথে?
The question is that the Jivatma doesn't become one with the Lord, so how come Shishupal's soul merged into Krishna's body? The answer is, ami ingrite answer dicchi, bujhte parbe to, ingrite bolle. There is one kind of liberation that is called Sajujya Mukti, that is merging in the bodily effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this mukti Krishna gives to the demons who are killed by Him. Asura harina hata. When the demons become killed by Krishna, they get Sajujya Mukti. So Shishupal and Aghasura, they achieve that liberation because they were demoniac.
Guru Maharaj, you were mentioning in your lecture that just by staying in ISKCON, one will definitely not only be cleansed of his all the contamination, but also will go back to the spiritual sky. So my question is, what does it really mean by just staying in ISKCON? We can stay in ISKCON just like, without making any progress in a stereotyped way also. So,
yeah. Staying in ISKCON means being favorably situated in ISKCON, rendering service, not like a disturbance. If one stays in ISKCON just as a disturbance, then he is not staying in ISKCON. Physically he may be in ISKCON, but he is not in ISKCON. One actually should be properly situated in ISKCON. That means he must accept the ISKCON's line of authority structure. One must render service under the direction. One must follow the principles. One must follow the instructions that Srila Prabhupada gave and Srila Prabhupada's representatives are giving. So that is the meaning of being ISKCON, not just by being physically present in ISKCON. As I mentioned, the motivation is the important thing. The motivation should be to make spiritual advancement. But if the motivation is to create disturbance or just get some material benefit out of ISKCON, if this motivation is not serious, they won't be able to stay in ISKCON. Eventually they have to leave. They won't be able to go back to Godhead. They will go back to Maya. Yes, Haribol, give the mic. Where is the mic? Give him the mic. Yes. Okay.
Guruji, you mentioned that those who are very serious, they cannot go away.
Those who are
very serious in Krishna consciousness, they cannot go away from ISKCON. But we see so many devotees of Srila Prabhupada's time, they are helped Srila Prabhupada for this movement. But by anyhow, they just left the ISKCON. So if you kindly discuss about it.
Again, you see, like some individuals may have left. They may have left. Physically, they may have left or gone away. But if they are following the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, they are within ISKCON. And they will come back. Many of them are coming back. ISKCON. They may have been away for some time, but they are coming back. But those who are not serious, they will not come back. Those who are serious about their spiritual life, they may drift away from ISKCON for some time, but they will come back again. Sometimes it happens, like there are some disagreements among devotees, and they may go away being hurt. But actually they should not. Prabhupada mentioned very emphatically, no matter whatever happens, don't leave ISKCON. Prabhupada very emphatically said, no matter whatever happens. So this is Srila Prabhupada's clear instruction. We may fight, but Prabhupada said about fighting also. He said, even the brothers fight, but after 5 minutes they become friends again. They don't leave home and go away because they fought. They may fight, but they come back again they become friends again after 5 minutes. So sometimes it may not take 5 minutes, it may take 5 years, but they will come back. Those who are really loyal to Srila Prabhupada, they'll never be able to leave the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. And we are seeing some devotees may have left ISKCON and had many, many difficulties. But even some devotees, before leaving their body, just before leaving their body, they came back to ISKCON. And when they left their body, they left their body in such a glorious way. And it becomes obvious, it becomes clear that they went back to the spiritual sky. So this is how Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy works for those who are serious about their spiritual life. Anyway, the final point is that some devotees, even some Prabhupada's disciples may have left, but you do not leave. You do not take a chance. Because Prabhupada also said, yes, everybody will come back. Once you take to Krishna consciousness, someday will come back. But when? That is the question. Whether you come back in this life or in some other life, 25 zillion lifetimes. Therefore, don't take a chance. Now that you have come to ISKCON, stay in ISKCON and never ever leave ISKCON. No matter whatever happens. Okay, you can say it in Hindi. What's your language? Telugu. Oh, I see. Okay, let somebody else ask. Anyone have else?
So, Sri Adi Govind is the creator, and Srimati Radharani, who is the pleasure potency of the creator. During the creator, because he always exists, so whether Radharani was created or she also existed along with the Supreme.
Well, I don't think this question of yours has any relevance to today's class. So keep it for some other time. Don't just ask some irrelevant question. Who created Radharani and why created Radharani? That's another thing, you know, ISKCON is meant for serious people, those who are seriously involved in this movement. They should become serious in your spiritual life. Become serious. If you become serious, then this kind of question won't come out of your mouth. Anyway, anybody else?
Hare Krishna. He is asking, you told previously the whole earth was ruled by one personality. Whole earth was ruled by one personality. It was all one.
The earth planet. Yeah. Yeah.
So he was asking, Mano, son, Priyavrata divided this into 7 continents. So, and after that, this he's asking, is it correct and is it?
Yeah, they are not seven continents the way we know the continents. They are varshas. So his wheels created the oceans. Those are not this kind of oceans. They are different kind of oceans. Like, so this is a saltwater ocean, right? This is just one ocean. But there is sugar water ocean, wine ocean, ghee ocean, milk ocean. So these are, and then sweet water ocean, that means plain water ocean. Any other question? Okay, Hari Bol. So, give the harmonium. We can have a little kirtan before we end the class. Well, I'll go into, since you asked the question. You see, in the spiritual sky, nothing is created, and in the spiritual sky, nothing is destroyed. Especially Radharani. Radharani is Krishna's eternal transcendental energy. Radharani is the personification of Krishna's Ladini Shakti, pleasure-giving potency. And all of Krishna's pleasure rests in Srimati Radharani. First of all, we should be very, very careful about when we ask questions about Srimati Radharani. The other day in the class I was mentioning that Radharani's identity is so special that it is kept in such a secret that even Sukadev Goswami did not mention her name. In Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was reciting Bhagavatam to the most exalted assembly in the most grave situation when the king was about to leave his body. So, and what is your understanding? Like, is the spirit soul created? Then if a spirit soul is not created, then how can Radharani, who is Krishna's pleasure potency, there is a question of creation of Radharani. Okay. The thing is, anyway, also make it a point that pranipatena pariprashnena. Pariprashnena means sincere inquiry. We are discussing about certain thing in the class. So just stick to the questions. The questions should be relevant to the points that have been discussed in the class. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, ISKCON Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki, Samaveto Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.